Welcome back to the final episode of 2023 of the Councilman. Yeah, finally, we got our guest back, Tagu, right there. You know, he's back for the final pre-recorded episode. Yay.
Yay. Yeah.
And then there's everyone else, Albert, Kelvin, and
Hello.
Abik. Yeah, Albert looked desaturated, Hello. But that's another story.
I broke my webcam. after our last episode that I wasn't, so yeah.
Yep, Albert goes into rage mode there. But yeah, anyway, we just want to do this episode, I guess, to you know, say our thanks and appreciation and such like that. But that's gonna be at the end, so yeah. But yeah, let's do some weekly watches first, I guess, before the thanks and appreciation. Tago, why don't you start?
I watched nothing, but I do have something I want to watch. It's a Japanese TV show, 10 episodes. Each episode is an hour. It's a detective kind of
Conan
cop show, and it involves Mongolian terrorists. It's called Vivant.
Vivant. All right. That doesn't sound Japanese, but all right. Sounds interesting. Yeah, yeah. How about you, Eric?
Okay, I watched the entirety of the MonsterVerse, you know, by Legendary Pictures, starting from Godzilla 2014, Kong Skull Island, Godzilla King of the Monsters, and Godzilla vs. Kong. They're very fun film. Very wacky, goofy. Actually, the first one wasn't like that, but then the rest kind of went like that. I like it. I give them mostly a 4 out of 5, maybe a 3.5 out of 5, I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll put in the letterbox later.
All right, neat. Yeah. I watched the entirety of Indiana Jones, so 1, 2, 5. You know, the original three is good. The 2008 and the new one, pretty meh, I guess. The Killers, very slow. I'm okay with it. Saltburn, pretty good. I really liked it. Yeah, that's all I watch. Albert, did you watch anything in your trip? During your trip?
I was on vacation for the past week, so the films I watched were on the plane. I watched Makoto Shinkai's 5 Centimeters Per Second. It was okay. Not as good, obviously, as his other three works. And The Garden of Words, also Makoto Shinkai's other film. This one is very short, but it's pretty good as well. Oh, and still, not as good as the other works. And on my flight back, I watched 4 Christmases.
Damn,
right on Christmas Eve. No, it's one film. It's called 4 Christmases. And also watch Survivor season 45. Good stuff. Watch with my sister. She's now a Survivor fan, just like me. Boom.
Nice. Albert's slowly converting his whole family into a Survivor cult.
It's called a tribe, Kelvin, not a cult. How dare you?
It sounds like a cult to me. All right. All right. Yeah. Interesting. We can watch these, I guess. No, we. Eric actually watch a lot. Yeah.
I actually watch more, anyway. But I'll get into them later.
What? Okay. But anyway, so yeah, that's what weekly watches might as well do it. I don't know, let's get into, I guess, do you guys have any memorable moments, I guess, you want to talk about that you have this year?
What I'm doing right now is going to be a memorable moment.
Oh,
that is pretty memorable,
very
actually.
I'm very disturbed.
It's already memorable. Look at the WhatsApp group.
Go to the YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, go to the YouTube. It's a very disturbing image. I'm scarred.
All right. Yeah.
Kelvin, are we talking about memorable moments that happened during the show or in our life?
During the show or in your life, I guess, you know. We can do both, I guess. Why not? Yeah.
The hell happened to me this year?
Yeah, man, I don't know what happened to me either this year. Damn.
I wonder why. Jeez.
I can start, I guess, if no one have anything.
I'll
have one for like personal growth, and I guess one just for like something that I like. Personal growth, moved back to Atlanta, basically got the new job, promotion, stuff like that, make new friends, meet new people, and just basically the whole process of everything moving back to Atlanta, I think it was like a big There's a big domino effect that happened ever since I moved back. So I think that was like a big thing for me that I moved back to Atlanta. And yeah, I think I've talked about it in details in the show in the past. But yeah, basically it was good times. And for my like personal thing that I did, went to my first ever music festival in Chicago, Lollapalooza. Get to see Carly Rae Jepsen again, get to see Billie Eilish, get to see Rina Sawayama, get to see Lana Del Rey. So that was a lot of fun getting to see all of them live. And again, I went there all on my own. I met friends there, but the whole trip I went on my own. So it was like a first big thing that I kind of did after I got graduate college, basically. So yeah, that was fun times.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the big thing is obviously opening the restaurant thing. So that's neat. Yeah. Yeah, there's that. Yeah. How about you guys, Avik and Togu? Or have you stagnated in life?
I know what's I did all the good grinding stuff like last year. That's when I lost like 55 pounds. Now I haven't done anything.
I mean, you get A's in your grades, Avik, maybe?
No, they were mostly B's.
Okay, that's good enough.
Hey, B for best.
I can deadlift 3 plates now. I'll say plates because Americans won't understand if I say kilograms. It's 315 pounds, I think.
All right, that's
yeah,
cool.
I'm
cool.
Strong.
Yeah,
strong boy.
I'm gonna choke this guy.
Togu this year set the record of longest absent from the episode.
Oh, hell yeah.
The reason
why I don't remember what happened to me this year is because I think I spent at least half of it drunk.
Oh my god. Togu is Togu
100 and how many days? How many days is that? 180
182,
something?
182, I guess.
No.
Dude, so, since I got moved to marketing this year, and most of the people in marketing are heavy drinkers, well, there I go, heavy drinking with them.
It's a Japanese culture, is it?
It is.
To do
right.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or not, it's disrespect. It is,
yeah. Respect. You're not drunk? Disrespect.
But yeah.
I had a lot of fun making videos in PowerPoint.
Oh, I thought drunk videos. Damn. Okay, never mind. I was gonna.
No,
PowerPoint.
Who's to say that actually, those PowerPoint videos ain't drunk? You know.
I mean, yeah. I'll show it to you guys later, and then you look at it, and yeah, I was pretty. I had to be drunk to make that.
All right.
Remember, Albert? Remember the Pokemon one I made? Yeah, yeah.
No, you were
that's
drunk.
That's one
okay.
of them.
You were drunk.
You were drunk. What you mean? Oh. So this year Togu became an alcoholic.
As if he wasn't last year.
As if he wasn't, yeah.
No. He became last year and then he marked his territory. He established his alcoholism this year.
That's true. Your personal growth this year, I grew as an alcoholic.
I can now drink more bottles.
Yeah, I used
the
to
moment
be...
it hits. Yeah, the moment hits first January, like the goose, like damn, I already messed up. 2025, my year for real, for real. That's the goo right there.
Neat. Yeah. How about on the stream? What do you think from the whole Console One episode this year? Anything that you think it's very memorable?
Let me look back at the thumbnail.
I'm looking at the thumbnails and stuff. The one that's very memorable to me is Togu, man. His top 10 zombie movie list. One of them doesn't even have zombies.
I mean, I don't know what y'all were expecting for a zombie draft, but
you know what I was.
I think
you know.
I
you
think
know,
I delivered as expected. You know,
Togu. You know what we expected? You were absent for a couple episodes. You came back to the zombie episode. Oh, I thought he was gonna cook, and then he brings an army of thieves.
Yeah, I cooked.
Not even a zombie.
And I burnt it.
He really cooked.
He overcooked.
What was his first movie? One of the Dead? He didn't even finish watching it.
Oh, that was a great list.
Yeah, you know, I think I have entertained.
I have a question. Tengu, have you ever been drunk during an episode this week and you didn't tell us? This year and you didn't tell us?
No, because every time I'm drunk, I always go straight home and I go to sleep, so...
Okay. I was curious, like, he confessed.
All the time, Tengu is not in the episode, he's drunk.
I mean, yeah, there's that. Okay, half of that, I'm drunk, but then... I mean, I was drinking before.
Okay.
I think I'm not drunk anymore, but I was drinking.
Valid.
So even when I'm on the episode, I'm drinking.
I think next year's final episode will be an intervention. For Tengu. Yeah.
Which episode was it? I think one of my more memorable ones, besides the zombie one, was when I went in without a plan, and like it ended up kind of being the best with David Hasselhoff and that. Which one was that?
That was the team. I forgot what team it was.
Yeah, what
Expendables
was
draft?
It?
Was that the Expendables draft or
not? Oh, Expendables draft. Yeah, Expendables.
Or Pirates draft. I don't know one or the Pirates draft.
No. It was the
Pirates
one was when I called Clifford.
Yeah, you did call Clifford.
You got
animal cruelty.
The animal cruelty thing on with Clifford. Yeah, we did a lot of draft this year. That is because of the strikers, the strikers. Yeah, because of the strike, we did a lot of draft. That was a lot of fun.
I wanna bring it back to our second draft of the year. Obviously, the first draft is the movie draft that we do every year, and it's always fun. But we had our 200th episode this year, and I even forget that happened this year. And we did a draft, a bracket, a tier list. And we talk about news in one episode, and it was a 3-hour long episode, which was a long one, but we did like everything all in one. So that was like crazy that we did that.
That is one of the most meta episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one. a lot of, you know, shenanigans starts from the drafting, I believe. Like the kaiju one with Ghidorah entrapping children.
As we know, that's his main source of power.
Yeah, main source of power for Ghidorah, of course. Yeah.
The murder mystery death was a mess, but it was fun.
Yeah,
it was kind of a mess. Agreed. Yeah, the murder mystery one. You're right, I did a whole episode by myself this year. Yeah, this year there's a lot of absence between us because, you know, we're going through a lot of changes, I guess, in a sense. Not
physically.
Puberty-wise.
I thought we were talking about puberty.
In our life, I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, I did a whole episode to myself. That was weird. And then Eric did an episode with his friend, right? The pizza tier list thing.
Yeah, I was supposed to be with myself, but I'm like, no, I don't want to.
What, you can't talk to yourself for an hour, Eric?
I think you're crazy. I think you're just clinically insane at that point.
I try my best.
Yeah, Kelvin did that. Kelvin did an hour episode, which was wild. Impressive stuff.
My favorite title from this whole year. Yeah, that's a good one. My favorite title from this year. That's just foul. When we did Thanksgiving tier list.
Oh, Thanksgiving tier yeah.
Not tier list, the bracket.
Bracket, the bracket.
Tengu missed out on that, but that was a crazy one.
The tastiest fictional bird. I like the title so much, man. That's just foul.
The first annual Hungerman Games, also so fun.
That was a lot of fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Hungerman really inspires me to watch Hunger Games.
Yeah, I forgot that you haven't watched Hunger Games films prior to that. So yeah, that was wild.
That was wild. Yeah.
I enjoyed the Taylor Swift songs turned to horror movies. that episode. Again, we're listing out episodes where Tegu is not in. So
Tegu is not in a lot of episodes, man. This year.
But you know that Taylor Swift song, I thought it was a lot of that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that,
really,
a lot because the stuff that came out of it was like wildly unexpected. So yeah.
I really like my Aldrich monster ID ending. Yeah.
All right, the movies. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. A lot of draft this year. Was it?
Yeah, lots of draft, lots of tournaments. One of my favorite March Madness tournaments that I was not even in, but I enjoyed it because of the chaos that happened from the live chat because of you guys. Best film set in New York City. Oh, that was fun to watch. As the train crash and it rolls.
Hey, man. We've never even been to New York.
No, exactly.
The rails are fun.
That's why it's so funny.
The one guy that's been to New York is not in the episode. What's up with that?
I know. That was on me.
What's up with that?
I don't even know what the whole measuring was. We're like, is it the most accurate to real life New York, or I don't even know.
I don't even know.
I think we just kind of winged it, didn't we?
Kinda.
Yeah.
That was bad.
And what makes it even worse is that later that year I went to New York again, and then whenever there is a landmark from a certain film that I remember that I passed through in New York and I remember you guys talking about, I'm like, oh man, that happened.
That happened.
Hubbard is forever traumatized.
Yeah,
man, a lot of memorable moments for sure. Well, Tegu is out drunk. And the time when Tegu was sober, he cooked up with the zombie tier list and such.
Yeah, we're gonna keep giving him shit for any. First, it was the Iron Man at number 13, Iron Man 2 at number 13. Now we're gonna give him shit.
I still like Iron Man 2.
Tegu is not backing up.
It's fine.
Backing down on that.
It's just.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. Yeah. A lot of draft, a lot of brackets. Yeah. Really good year, I guess. Let's keep that up for 2024, man. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
This year, 2023. Again, I guess, thank you for everyone that's been following us, you know, listening to us either in the YouTube live stream, joining us in the live chat, or just listening in a podcast. We all appreciate every single one of you guys, you know, subscribing, giving us the review. The 5 stars, yeah, really appreciate all of them. Let's just, I guess, hope next year will be even better. Probably.
Count on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you guys got anything? Final words for 2023? Albert, Mimi?
I just want to thank everyone who listened in on a weekly basis on the podcast. I know sometimes, probably when you clicked on the title of an episode, you're like, oh, this should be something fun, and you listen to it. It's not what you expected coming from us, but glad that you guys stick around throughout the whole year. To everyone who listened on the YouTube feed, to everyone who only know us from the Reels or from TikTok Reels and everything like that, we really appreciate you guys checking us out and like sharing. And like the various contents, we are very not inconsistent, but our topics are always unpredicted. You don't know what to expect from us week to week, because most of the time we don't know what to expect from us week to week. We decide
we don't know
what last minute. so the fact that you guys are like, you know what, I'm in for the ride, whatever it takes as a councilman, whatever, from week to week. We don't even know who's going to be on the show, but you guys still stick around. I would really appreciate that.
It's that lottery feeling, you know, that makes it exciting.
Lottery
probably. Like, is this going to be a home run? Are they going to have 4 people? We all know. Yeah. From Tegu and Eric.
Nah, I mean...
Nothing for me too. We're drunk.
I mean, these have said it. I mean, thank y'all for putting up with my bullshit.
Yep. The 5 times that Tugu has been on.
I think it was 3, but yeah.
Definitely more than 5.
Yeah. Eric?
Yeah.
Alright, well said.
Okay, there you go. I was gonna say something.
Alright, go on.
Yeah, thank you for watching our channel, even though I thought we would have given up at episode 2, but we're here we are, episode 200 and I don't even know.
41 of last episode.
I lost my sanity like episode 37, man.
At episode 37, I gotta look it up.
Yeah,
now.
I don't even know.
I'm googling.
Episode 37.
We could move in.
Zombieland Survival and Horror of Movie Villains Tournament.
Isn't that the one where we laughed so hard at Pazuzu?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, that might explain why I lost.
Yeah. Pazuzu got to him.
Fair enough.
But yeah. Is that all, Eric?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Yeah. I guess that's about it for the 2023. You know, looking forward for next year for sure. A lot of good movies coming up. So, yeah. I guess we'll take a 2 weeks break as usual, and we'll be back on January 13th, right, Albert?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back on January 13th. So, you know, where we'll recap the best movie series or whatever we watch from 2023. So, yeah, there's that. But, yeah, I guess with that, for last time in 2023, the Councilman has spoken. And we'll see you in 2024.